This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Senator John Kerry is in Chelsea today. He's joined by Gil Kerlikowske, director of the White House's Office of National Drug Control Policy. They're there for a youth summit focused on what government officials can do to break the cycle of drug abuse in Massachusetts.
Here's Senator Kerry earlier this afternoon promising to advocate for more federal funding to treat and deal with substance abuse.
We have to go back to a federal assistance program for law enforcement that helps to keep the manpower, as well as the specifically targeted programs like substance abuse and other kinds of programs at the level that they need to be. The communities just can't do it on their own now.
The statistics are unsettling, particularly for prescription painkillers. A recent government report called the prescription drug abuse the fastest-growing drug problem in the United States.
In part, that's because it's not hard to get prescriptions for drugs like Vicodin and Percocet. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that sales of such opioid painkillers has jumped more than 600% in the past decade.
Now, the state's largest health insurer has decided to act. Starting in July, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts will allow patients to refill prescriptions for the most common opioids just once. Future refills will then trigger a review. Joining us now with more is Dr. John Fallon, Chief Physician Executive of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. Dr. Fallon, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Also with us is Dr. Lydia Young, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, the state's largest physician trade group, which has expressed reservations about Blue Cross's new policy. Dr. Young, welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Fallon, let me start with you. Can you tell us in a little bit more detail this new policy that Blue Cross Blue Shield will be launching this summer?
Yes. Well, as you started by saying what the CDC has recommended, that we have some action around controlling the availability of narcotics in the to patients and to others. We convened a group of specialists, primary care physicians, pain specialists, and addiction specialists over about the last 18 months to inquire about what they think we could do to help promote a safe drug culture here in Massachusetts. And they came up with the recommendations which we had enumerated earlier in the day, and namely that we would have a 15-day prescription for a short-acting narcotic, and it would be available for an additional 15-day prescription, so a total of 30 days.
Okay, so short-acting narcotics are like Percocet and Vicodin,
yes.
Whereas OxyContin is considered a longer-acting narcotic.
That is correct.
Okay, so total of 30 days before some kind of review is triggered.
Yes.
And what would then the review examine?
All we wanted the doctor to have the conversation with the patient just to attest that they understand that beyond 30 days is an increased risk of addiction, and also to review with them the concerns about what side effects to look for, established treatment plans, and some additional discussion with them about the risk of taking long-term narcotics.
So is Blue Cross Blue Shield holding the, basically saying that it reserves the right, if the review doesn't meet its satisfaction, to not authorize payment for future refills?
We do, but I think that would be an unusual circumstance because most of the physicians would be giving the drugs appropriately, and it's very easy just to check off for us and say that you've had the conversation with the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we're really asking to do, and we believe that that will happen uniformly.
Oh, and what's the overall goal here? I mean, I hear you say that you want patients to have better conversations with their doctors, but it also sounds as if this could be a tool by which to control the supply of these opioid painkillers in the marketplace or on the street.
Well, first of all, we want to make sure everybody who needs pain medication gets it, whether they be cancer patients or end of life or those who absolutely need them. And the physicians always have the ability from the very beginning, if it's an unusual patient, just to tell us that, and they would get the drugs that they would need. But we do know that over 70% of our patients, our members wind up taking less than 7 days of the drugs, and many of these patients wind up getting over 30 days supply to start and then are refilled. So there is this excessive supply of the medications which are unused pain medications, which the CDC has talked about, and our data really confirms as well.
Hmm.
So it is about stemming the supply of inappropriate quantities of the narcotics which sit in all of our medicine chests. And I think most of us have encountered people who have got addicted from taking medications from their parents, from their from their relatives or from friends at work, because there is this supply of 30 to 40, 50, 60 pills that they have left when they've had a mild sprain of their ankle.
Which is not then taken under a doctor's supervision.
Correct.
Dr. Linda Young of the Massachusetts Medical Society, let me ask you, what is the society's concern, primary concern, about Blue Cross Blue Shield's new initiative?
Well, first of all, we certainly think this is a big problem, and we're certainly ready, willing, and able to do our part. There's already ongoing things going on. We have a recently mandated continuing medical education program. In order for us to renew or get a license, we have to take a CME course, which is an excellent course, which addresses all of these issues that Dr. Fallon was mentioning. There's also a prescription monitoring program through the Department of Public Health, which unfortunately isn't being as used as much as it could be, but it is in place. And I think that it's a well-thought-out program by Blue Cross, but it's one of a multiple response to the problem. It's a reasoned approach, but we see it for a couple of reasons. Dr. Fallon mentioned that those people that really need to have the pain relief need to have it. So we don't want to see the primary role of the physician, which is to relieve pain for those who truly need it, nor the primary role of the insurer, which is to cover the cost of medically necessary care, to get lost or downplayed or to get minimized in all these layers of more administrative work for us.
So you see that this as being an additional burden on potentially an additional burden on doctors.
It is potentially a burden, but also in the long run may restrict patients' access who really need to have these medications.
What do you make of the idea that Dr. Fallon has talked about, that there's just a lot of loose prescriptions out there, or filled prescriptions that are, you know, available on the street through people's medicine cabinets, et cetera? I mean, perhaps this is encouragement to maybe get that conversation between patients and doctors to happen much further upstream in the process, even in the doctor's office. I mean, I'll give you an example. I had knee surgery several years ago, and on my way out of the hospital, even though I didn't ask for it, I was given a prescription for two of these very powerful painkillers. They just handed it to me.
Yes, I hear you on that one. And that is true. Dr. Fallon mentioned that we all have them in our cabinets after having wisdom teeth out. That's often a common prescription that's given. Having a sprain or some kind of a trauma event, it's often given. And I think, again, this is another approach. We already learn about this in the CME programs that are going on. And I think that it's not bad to have this as extra information, but it's already being done in other venues.
And just as a point of clarification, CME programs meaning?
Continuing medical education programs, which are programs that physicians take in order to advance their learning. It's a continuing process to keep up with medical information.
And Dr. Young, last question for you. Do you see this as, is one of your potential concerns that while it begins with prescription opioids, that this might be sort of a foot in the door for an insurer to then start putting reviews on other medications, other painkillers that that patients may need in the future?
I think it's always a concern that this may be a precedent-setting event. So we haven't expressed that as a concern because we're not sure that's going to happen, but I certainly can see that as a possibility.
And Dr. John Fallon of Blue Cross Blue Shield, last question for you. This initiative is going to start on July 1st, and does it apply to everybody who is insured by Blue Cross?
Yes, it applies to everybody who's almost everybody who's insured, yes, by Blue Cross. There are a few who it doesn't apply to because of benefit designs, but for most people it does.
Dr. John Fallon is Chief Physician Executive at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. Dr. Fallon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And Dr. Linda Young, President of the Massachusetts Medical Society, thank you as well.
Thank you, too.
Up next, the debate about police in schools. A new study raises concerns about kids in Massachusetts facing arrests for routine disciplinary problems. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.